Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio, and NLI is Narrow Linguistic Innovation. Tonight, we're going to ask for toy donations and money donations for spreading joy to open people's, for kids and underprivileged people are going through challenges to have a very Merry Christmas. And I want to, without any further ado, I want to welcome the Spreading Joy Goddess herself, the lovely Marie Weichel. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I really appreciate you giving time to let us just express what we want to do for these kids right here at Christmas. I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate this, and I appreciate people opening up their lives to give other people an opportunity to see there is more good than what the news says. But Marie, you know, they say the economy is doing this and the economy is doing that, but it's what I've witnessed, the economy is the same this year as it was last year. So how will Spreading Joy allow some young kids, youthful kids and their mothers and fathers to have a Merry Christmas?
Well, this year we're going to be helping some kids that are moving out of domestic violence situations with their moms. These moms have left abusive husbands. They've gone to a local shelter, and they're taking the next courageous steps to improving their lives and to making things different for the kids and for themselves. And it's hard. It's difficult. And so what we're doing is, you know, they've got help from the director and the people that work at the shelter and moving on. We want to help take it a step further by bringing them some joy this Christmas. We want to help to be able to ease the burdens of, oh, my goodness, I can hardly even feed these kids or make it. What am I going to give them for Christmas? So we want to bring them in, and we do. We borrow buses from a local church, a bus and a van. We will go pick them up. Bring them and the children in. We're going to feed them spaghetti, salad, breadsticks, desserts, drinks, and we're going to have a time, Christmas story time for the kids and a craft time, and the kids are going to get to go shopping at the candy store for free. These kids could never go to the mall and get a bag of candy from those candy stores in the mall. It is much too expensive. It's almost too expensive for me to do it. It's a treat. Every once in a while I'll treat myself and go there. But they could never afford it. So we want to be able to allow them to go for free and just get a bag full of candy. And while they're doing that, we're going to take the moms over to a separate area, have, you know, 15, 20 minutes of encouragement, but then allow them to go through some different rooms and shop for toys for their kids. And while I'd love to say that these quick toys are $50, $60, $70 toys, they're not. They're $10 toys, they're $15 toys, they're $20 toys. But the thing is, when these ladies see them, they are so thrilled and so thankful because a lot of times they wouldn't have anything. I remember one of the comments last year or the year before as we were taking them home, one of the ladies, through tears, she's like, now I can go and put up my tree. I have a reason to have something to go underneath it. And it touches our hearts because, you know, We spend Christmas with our family, and we watch our kids open up their presents, and nothing brings me greater joy than to watch my kids open their presents. I cannot imagine getting up on Christmas morning and my kids not having just even one thing to wrap. I mean, to unwrap and open. And we would have a good time, and I would make it fun. But Christmas is for the kids, and they're already struggling. And I was thinking today, they've seen so much hurt and so much pain just coming out of the situation that they're coming out of. I want them to see joy and laughter and goodness and hearts from people that care. And I want them to know when they leave that someone cares about them and that it's not always going to be this way. And that they can take this with them. And one day when they grow up, they can make a difference for somebody else. You know, I just want them to come in and have 3, 4, 5 hours of just a great, peaceful time. And all of us coming together and giving, you know, getting toys for these kids, making donations for these kids, working together to make a difference for these kids is how we're going to do this.
And you said something in there the women are just coming from a very abusive relationship, or men, whoever it is. And how does this, just showing them that somebody cares, gives them more courage to keep going forward rather than go back into that toxic environment they was living in?
You know, it really does, because they may be at a point right here at Christmas thinking, ah, no, what did I do? Why did I do that? This is not going to work. And it's scary. When you don't know how you're going to take care of your kids, it's scary. You know, you just wonder and you question the decisions that you've made. And this right here will show them. You know, we tell them, you've been courageous so far. You've made decisions now to do things right. You might not have always made the best decisions, and none of us have. Not a single person has always made the best decisions. And that's what I tell them. But now you are on the right track. You are going to make it. There are people out there that do care and that will help. And that's what we do at Spreading Joy. We do this at Christmas and we help them get back to school. But they can call me and say, hey, I need a resume typed up. I will do it for free. They can call and say, you know, there's a group of us that don't understand how to do online job applications. We will go and help. We will help do what we can do to help them to be better within the community, to better themselves, to better their families. Because we know that, you know, sometimes it just takes a little more time and effort spent into someone, invested into someone, to where they can continue onward, forward by themselves. And all it takes is just a little bit. And a lot of us coming together that are kind of grounded right now, that are doing okay right now, will help to show them that, you know, we're going to get there. And we're going to get there together. And that's what we want to do. That's what we want to do for these moms. You know, when we talk to them, we encourage them. We don't just, you know, and while it's good and there are great big programs that do this, they just hand out toys for the kids, and that's great. We want to take this a step further and take some time to encourage them, because that's what we do. We do it on Twitter. We do it in person. We do it in meetings for ladies. We encourage the discouraged. And that's, to me, that's one of the priceless gifts that we can give other people. And we want to continue to do this. And that's why I'm looking forward to this. It is going to be December 15th this year. And we've already done some shopping. And right now it's looking like each child is going to get 2 to 3 presents each. I'm hoping that more donations will come in this week. My husband and I spent last night out handing out flyers, talking about the drop-off locations for toys. And I did some work tonight for the craft time, getting some stuff together. My husband handed out more flyers tonight. Tomorrow during lunch, I'll go and do the same in another area in Charlotte, where Charlotte, there's a place collecting toys for us there. So we're working really hard, and, you know, time is drawing near. And the people that are going to be listening to this, you know, you can give $10 knowing that it's going to be huge for these kids. It's not just going to be, oh, another toy. No, this is going to be huge for them, because without some of these toys, some of these kids are probably not going to have a whole lot for Christmas.
You know, right now their life looks bleak, and all the kids understand is fighting and discouragement. Mm-hmm. How does this gift actually open them up to feel the courage to enjoy life?
Yeah. You know, the thing is they know. We don't give kids enough credit. They know. They, from 3, 4, 5 years old and up, they know what's going on. They know when the right things are happening and when the wrong things are happening. Just like last year, and the picture is all over my site, because this is what we do. There's a little girl, 4 years old. She asked me, she tugged on my sweater. She's like, Miss Marie, are you going to give my mommy toys for me for Christmas? I mean, they know. She knew that she didn't have toys and that this is where they were going to get them. So we are showing kids, we're showing the kids that, you know, sometimes other people can step in, and it's okay to receive this gift. It's okay to have this help. There is nothing wrong with this. Nothing in the world at all wrong with this. Because, you know, there's a stigma coming from some people and places whenever you're getting help, because I've been on the receiving end of help, and I've been on the giving end of help. And whenever we give and do things like this, we want to treat them like royalty, because we want them to know that it's okay. You need help, and it's okay that you need help. And we're going to give it to you, and we're going to help you the best we can. Yeah, and I really wish that we could give all the kids bicycles or give all the kids great big toys. And one of these years, we're going to be able to do that. But right now, we're going to do what Spreading Joy does, and that is doing the best we can with what we have right here, right now. And we're going to make this the best Christmas that we can make for them. And we're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. And every one of those kids is going to walk away with a toy and a pack of Reese cups and a big hug and a smile, hopefully.
Well, and that's the thing. But people have to open their eyes to see these kids are in this predicament by the choice of their parents. And some parents really don't have a choice. They're stuck in it, and it happens afterwards. So how does just this little gift help the battered parent open their eyes to see there is a way to live a better life?
You know, whenever a complete stranger just steps in and helps you out, you immediately think, wow, what in the world? That was just awesome. You know, because you don't see that too often. You don't experience that often at all. And it is amazing, because in that instant, there is great hope, not just a little bit of hope. There is great hope there, all because of one little act of joy. Last year at Christmas time, it's Christmas Eve, I'm walking out of the store, had to get a few things for Christmas dinner, and this guy pulls up in this nice, nice car. He hands me a lottery ticket, big old smile on his face. He's like, I hope you win, I really do. I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I hope I do too. I could be spreading a lot of joy with that. But, you know, in that instant, I was like, wow, that, you know, this is spreading joy. This is what this is. You know, he had no idea. He would have had no idea to know if any of those tickets that he gave out, what those people would have done with them. He was just doing what he could. So whenever you're giving that gift, or you're making that donation, or you're volunteering, or you're doing these things, in that instant, it's not just the money or the time that you're giving. In that instant, you're giving great hope.
And that's the thing. You're giving them something that they've never had before, and that is something new. And here's the thing, Marie. When people are going through a challenge, how do they fear people being even nice to them? Because people prey on people that are having challenges these days. How does Spread and Joy expand them out of that into understanding there is somebody out there that cares?
Yeah, you know, it is really sad that we do that to each other. We're mean, you know, we're mean. Kids are mean, we're mean. Whenever somebody's down, instead of reaching out a hand and helping them up, we often like, you know what? You probably deserve that. You made those choices. And that's not right. And I know that's a lot of people don't do that initially, but some people do, and it's just mean. Spreading Joy, one of the things we do is we try not to look at why they got in that situation or what they did or the bad choices. We try to focus on, okay, right here, right now, starting right here, you're making these choices. And one of the things we even talked to them last year about was just boldly walking into tomorrow, taking the next steps, even if you've got fear standing right in front of you, you know, just moving forward one step at a time, and trying to go with what they have. And that's what we teach them. We want them to know that, you know, they've got resources. They might not see it. Sometimes it takes us stepping back out of our situation and looking at some of our resources, but we've got resources that are valuable that we can use, and we can use them to make a difference. And that's going to be one of the things I talked to them about this year, is what can they do with no resources in their mind? They're thinking they have no resources. What can they do to make a difference? Because our event is going to be 10 days before Christmas. It's going to be December 15th. It's going to be 10 days before Christmas. And so one of the things I want to do is encourage them. They, too, can have an impact. even when they feel like they can't, even when they feel like they can't even go another day themselves, or they wonder, how are we going to provide for our kids? You know, how are we going to give them more than one toy to open or more than no toys to open? We want them to know that they can have an impact, because that's what we do here at Spreading Joy. Every single person can have an impact. You've got to look at your resources, because you've got them, and you can make a difference with what you have right here, right now.
Yeah, and, you know, here's the thing about it. You know, this happens over time, and they're in it before they really know what's mm-hmm. really going on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like most anything that we do. You kind of, like when you're doing the things that you don't want to do, it wasn't a conscious decision. You wake up and say, okay, I am going to do this today. You think about it. You dwell on it. You reason with yourself, yes, I should do this. No, I shouldn't do this. And you slowly ease into it. Before you know it, you're neck deep in it and you can't get out. And some of the situations, it's scary and it takes a lot of courage to get out of. And, you know, that's one of the things we want to tell these moms. You know, you are doing great. You've got the help at the shelter. They're going to get you some low-income housing. They're going to help you get established in a new school. You know, they're going to do whatever they need to do with the court systems. But we here at Spreading Joy, we want to encourage you. We want you to know that you can keep going and you can make a difference. And we're going to help you, and we're going to help your children. I had a little bit of time last year to talk to some of the teenage boys. You know, you guys are hard to buy for already. You know this, right, Rob? For Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
We struggle, and we want to get you great and wonderful things. But we're like, man, what do we get these guys? Well, imagine, what do you get a teenage boy that might not have a computer that he can hook up, you know, an iPod to, or that might not have some of the normal gadgets and stuff that most teenage boys have? You know, I struggle with it. Even today on the way home, I was thinking, do I really want to give these guys another basketball again this year? Now, these guys are not going to complain to me. They're not going to complain to their mom. I was worried about them last year. They had so much fun. I was watching them because we allowed them to go through and pick. We had enough gifts. We allowed them to pick one gift for that day to take home. And the guys scooped up the model airplanes and model cars that were left. And I can remember watching my brothers make those when I was little. And they were happy about them. They got those things for $5 at a store in Statesville. I knew they had them, and they had them at a great price. And I went over and I got them. You know, they loved it. They're not going to complain. So these, you know, when we're trying to help these kids to move onward and forward and help their mom and help, you know, their little brother or their little sister, it's a matter of helping them to start thinking about those things in a different light. Because, I mean, like I was saying a while ago, you get to where you are by thinking about it. And good or bad, if it's bad, you're slowly thinking about it and you're making excuses why you should do it even though you know you shouldn't. Well, the same thing with the good. I want them thinking about it. I want them to think about the little gifts and the little things that make life big. I want them to realize, you know, how beautiful that sunrise is or how great that sunset is. I want them to know about those things. And it's the same process. You're thinking about the good just like you are when you're trying to make excuses for the bad things that you should do. So it is a process, but it all involves thinking and dwelling on that kind of stuff.
And to donate money, you can go to spreading-joy.org. Right up in the right-hand corner, it says donate. Yes. And it's easy enough, I can even do it.
Right, and you know, and Rob, I was thinking the other day, you know, between your followers on Twitter and mine on Twitter and on Facebook, 100 people in one day could give $10. 100 people in one day could give $10. That would be $1,000. I could go and get some nice things for these teenage guys. But
we need
help.
You know, that's the thing. Between the two of us, we got a $60,000. If they each send a dollar, what's that?
Oh, my goodness. I cannot imagine what we could do with that. That would be amazing. $1 being mailed in. Yeah, that would be huge.
You know, here's the thing, and I do it, and I'm guilty of this one. I'll buy a latte for $5, but people have trouble giving to spreading joy where they help people. And I want to give out Marie's mailing address for Spreading Joy Corporation. It's Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037. And you can go up to the top of the page and you can see the events and the videos and everything Marie has for this. And the call-in number to talk to Marie is 718-305-6548. But anyway, there is nothing like spreading joy. And this is my favorite time of the year. I love the holidays. From Halloween to New Year's. I love every other day, but there's just an energy. And how would you like to be part of giving an energy of spreading joy? How would that make people feel? Do you feel, Marie?
You know, the reason I love the holidays too, and I honestly believe with all my heart, I don't know that anybody could ever change my mind on this. The reason people are so much happier here at Christmas time is they're checking their lists. They're looking to see, okay, I've got to get my husband or wife this, I've got to get my kids that, oh, I can't forget my boss, or I can't forget my nieces and nephews. You are giving. You're preparing to give. You are giving. You're spending time budgeting out ways that you can give more. You're having parties. You're having get-togethers. You are giving. And that's why I tell people, when you are spreading joy daily and you are making a difference for somebody daily, it is like Christmas all year round. That is why people are so much happier this time of year. They're thinking about their problems less. They're thinking about their issues less. They're thinking about their heartaches less because they are focused more on giving. Now, have all those things gone away? No, not at all. They're still there. But we're not paying as much attention to what ails us as we are to what we want to give. Because I'm like most people, I want to give my kids the greatest things ever. I want them to have the best Christmas ever. So right now I'm not focused on, how I've got to do this or this hurts or this is a problem. I'm focused on, okay, what can I do to help give and do and make better things for my kids at Christmas time? And that's what a lot of people are focused on, and that's why they're so much more happier.
So. And there is a spiritual energy right now, and it's very enlightening. And you also can go to Marie's website, spreading-joy.org, and get her book, Spreading Joy Daily. It's on there. You'll see it down about middle of the page on the right-hand side. Click on it, and you see all Marie's other places. You can find her LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, Google+, Facebook, Twitter. You know, here's the thing, people. Marie is spending her time, and all you have to do is go to the donate button. In 3 minutes, you help Marie expand somebody's life from oh no to oh yeah, let's play today. And that's something you have to really open your mind to and to expand. So Marie, with Spreading Joy, when they go on there and they go over to the event, you have pictures of how you, last year's program went, don't you?
Yeah, we try to make everything public. Everyone that works for Spreading Joy is a volunteer, including myself. We have no paid employees. I have a great job. My husband has a good job. He's still employed. You know, he faces layoff from time to time. But we don't have any paid employees at Spreading Joy. It's what we love to do. Everyone is a volunteer. If you see anybody doing anything for Spreading Joy, they are all volunteers. So whenever you make a donation, your money goes straight back into events like this. And there are pictures. You'll see the gifts and you'll see the toys and you'll see all the things that we do. When we do back to school, you'll see the rows of book bags. You'll see what goes in each book bag. And after this event on December 15th, I will post pictures and try to do a video and a synopsis of what we do. Every event that we do, we will put that out there. And then as, finances are available, we will do things for people that we don't make public. there was an elderly couple that needed help with their heat. We helped in their air conditioning. We helped with that. Someone made known that a family lost their house in a fire. We went and got a couple weeks' worth of groceries for them and took that to them. A lady had her stroller, her double stroller, stolen right outside of a fast food restaurant, and somebody was appalled at that, and they're like, you know what, I'll make a donation so that you can help her replace that. So, I mean, so everything that we try to be very public with what we do, because we don't take the gift of giving lightly. Whenever, right now, any donations come in, you are giving these moms the gift of giving to their child on Christmas morning. So when you think about your children opening their gifts from you, this is what you're giving to these moms. And it's a lot of work. And next week, every night next week, we're going to be busy sorting and organizing and decorating and making sure that we have enough toys for the guys and enough for the girls and enough for the older girls and enough for the older boys. And we're going to be busy right up until those kids and women walk through that door at noon on the 15th. But it's worth it. It's worth every bit of it, just because I know that when they get up and they open those gifts on Christmas morning, it's going to be better than what they may not have had. And I'm thankful that we can be a part of it. And I am thankful for all the people that have given so far and have made sacrifices and have traded in a lunch and said, I'm not going to go out to lunch today. I'm going to make this donation to Spreading Joy. And for the people that are going to take the time to help and that are going to bring drinks and desserts and the volunteers that are going to help the moms wrap. Because I'm telling you, I wish I could have every one of you there. And you can hear the moms as they're shopping for the toys. And they're laughing and they're giggling and they're just having so much fun wrapping up the toys, knowing that their kids are going to get to open these on Christmas Day. It is just amazing to sit back and hear.
Now, here's something that just come to me. I'm going to ask you. When them women are shopping for the toys, do you think that's helping unlock and release their pain?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a healing process because, you know, it is hard to let go of the past and the hurt and all the things that we've faced and we've endured. But when you're giving and you're doing like that, and these moms are going to be giving this, so they are giving and they are having an impact. That helps with the healing. You know, the tears of joy are amazing. Last year we had a lady, she was new to the home, and she was just overwhelmed by it all. She even told me before, she's like, I've never encountered anything like this before. No one has ever showed me that they cared like this before. So, I mean, it really is healing. And she, when we had the time of encouragement, she literally cried through the whole thing. And I believe as much as laughter is the best medicine, I believe that tears are healing. And last year she took the necessary steps to start that healing. You know, and I don't know if all the same moms will be there or not again this year. There'll be some new, some will have moved on. But one thing I do know is that through Christmas Joy and what we're doing here, giving these moms the gift of giving, there's just nothing like it.
And, you know, that's the thing. It is a time to give, but it's a time to receive. And, you know, here's the thing. Once you receive, you understand the giving more. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. You know, I have a hard time receiving gifts sometimes because I like giving them. I love giving. And sometimes, you know, I have to remind myself, I don't want to steal someone's joy of giving. Like, there's a lady that lives at the end of our road, and her house got broken into this morning. I was so shocked. She's just three houses down. She's a widower, and she lives alone, and her house got broken into. But every month, Rob, every month she gives $10 to Spreading Joy. And I know she's on a fixed income, and I know that, you know, things are not always great for her. So I'm like, ugh. I feel so bad for taking her donation, but it's how she gives back. She knows what we do, and she's seen what we do. And it's just her way of spreading joy. And so, you know, you have to be careful. When someone wants to give to you, you've got to be able to receive that so that you're not stealing someone else's joy.
And that's absolutely true. Marie, the half hour's up again. Marie will be back. Marie's here the first Tuesday of every month.
Yes.
And that's her radio show, and we're going to spread joy from now to eternity. And Marie, give them some spreading joy wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
Just remember, when you do what you can with what you have right where you are, you're going to feel like me and so many others, that there is no joy like spreading joy. Have fun spreading joy and making a difference. Thank you, Rob. I always look forward to talking to you.
Well, I always look forward to Marie, because to me this is important, and donating money and toys to spreading joy is also very important. So some little child and some mother gets expanded in her healing or in her energizing her new enterprising wise, and some kid puts a big bright smile on his or her face. That's
mm-hmm.
what this is all about. And thank you, Marie. Thank you, all the listeners. And we will be here Thursday night, and we'll talk more about the holiday season. Anyway, and good night, everybody.
Night.